When do people carve out time for their friends? How do they meet new people or stay connected with those they already know? Do they ever feel like they're not social enough? Or maybe feel overwhelmed by plans and unanswered text messages? Do they ever feel lonely? And when or how do people feel like they really belong? It's Madeline Dorr here, and I know it's been a little while since you've heard from me, but I wanted to share these questions that have been rolling around in my mind because they're the very inspiration behind my brand new podcast. It's called A Social Life with Friends, and it goes behind the scenes of our social lives. If you enjoyed the conversations and themes explored on routines and ruts, I'm sure there'll be a lot here for you too. Instead of asking people about their work routines, I'll be asking them about their social routines. It will be coming soon, so be sure to subscribe wherever you like to listen to your podcasts. In the meantime, I wanted to read you some of the poem that inspired the podcast's title. It's called You Want a Social Life with Friends, and it's by the late American poet and playwright Kenneth Koch. You want a social life with friends, a passionate love life, and as well to work hard every day. What's true is of these three, you may have two, and two can pay you dividends, but never may have three. With so much advice around how to achieve work-life balance, optimize, avoid burnout, there's something refreshing about admitting no one has it all together. That's what I always found to be the most interesting thread with all the people I've interviewed, the acknowledgement that things ebb and flow in life. Yet, what I also find interesting is that our social life is often what's first to be pared back when things get busy. At the same time, we're also hearing increasingly about a global loneliness epidemic, friendship recessions, a crisis of belonging. So why can we feel so alone in our loneliness and disconnection? Just as it seems like everyone has it all figured out in their work or careers or creative process, it can seem like everyone has it figured out in their social lives. It's easy to feel like we're the ones not getting it right. And that's why I'm now turning my curiosity from our working lives to our social lives. My new podcast, A Social Life with Friends, will explore what it's like being a person in the world with other people. All the joys, the tensions, the misunderstandings, and the miracles. Like all things, our social lives are a constant work in progress. We've all made mistakes, hurt people and been hurt, faced challenging emotions and circumstances. A social life with friends will be a space to ponder these very things together. You'll find it on this very feed, so be sure to subscribe now if you haven't already. All your favourite Routines and Ruts episodes will remain available wherever you like to listen. I think you're really going to love the topics we'll explore here. What's more is there will also be a dedicated space to delve a bit deeper on every episode, with a Substack newsletter filled with summaries, additional links, and a space to connect with other listeners. If you don't want to miss an update, head over to asociallifewithfriends.com to sign up to the free newsletter. If you're not already familiar with Substack, it's a great platform because it allows listeners like you to not only stay in the loop, but also have the choice to support the project and my work directly. If you're someone who got a lot from Routines and Ruts in the past or my other projects, I'd so appreciate it if you became a paid subscriber. It will help the project come to life. Plus, there's all sorts of bonuses in it for you too. So, dear listeners, you can find all the places to subscribe and support this project in the show notes or visit asociallifewithfriends.com. I hope you'll remain my trusted companion as we delve into how we can find our own way in friendships, connection, and belonging with A Social Life with Friends. Coming soon.